Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue.
If you want to see this guy in concert along with Roy Orbison, no, we're not resurrecting them from the dead. We don't have that kind of skill and technology yet. We have the next best thing coming up on Monday at the Midland. The hologram of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison will be in attendance, and you can do the same. And we have been talking a lot about hologram shows for a while lately. Like this.
Shocking to me.
I love this idea. Absolutely love this idea.
I am weirded out. And very intrigued.
Base Hologram is the company that's putting these on, and it's the Rock and Roll Dream Tour on Monday. You can go to the Midlands website. The Whitney Tour will also be put on by Base Hologram.
So we just had so many questions about this, and we're not, we don't want to know the trade secrets.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not looking to put on one of these of my own.
There's no way I could.
I just have questions about the booming popularity of this now.
Joining us right now, the EVP of content development for Base Hologram, Gary Shufield, is with us. Gary, thank you so much for the time. Where did you get the inspiration that, you know what, people will pay money to see dead musicians?
I think it's always about fan bases. And I'm a huge Elvis fan, for example, and I would pay good money to see a hologram of Elvis Presley, no matter who produced it, whether it was us or somebody else, because I'm a huge fan. I never got to see him when he was alive, which is a regret of mine. I wasn't old enough. So if somebody was to give me that opportunity, I would take it with both hands. And that's what we're doing. We're giving fans the opportunity to either see somebody for the first time or see them again. And it's really down to our ability to give a very faithful performance by the hologram that makes people feel that they've literally just seen that person performing.
Gary, who was the first big name, the first big act that was successful in a hologram tour?
Well, actually, tour-wise, it's only really been the last couple of years. So Roy Orbison was the first hologram to tour multiple countries because the technology changed. The older technology was more difficult to tour and had more challenges. The new technology is not only much easier, but is also invisible to the public. So when they see the hologram appear for the first time, there's this huge gasp or cheer because they have no idea how we do it, which is what adds to the wow factor and the enjoyment of the show. And also after 5 minutes of watching one of our shows, they just forget it's a hologram and enjoy it for the musical content and the performance. And also we have live people always on stage. So last year, Roy went out with a full orchestra, which matched the album that Sony put out, where they'd taken his vocal and added it to the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. So you had all these live people on stage. You had the hologram, which you couldn't see how we put it there. And then the hologram interacts with the live people on stage, and that just blows everybody away.
Was Tupac the inspiration from Coachella? I read that in a local article that seeing Tupac Shakur on stage maybe got the ball rolling like 7, 8, 9 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, Tupac was a big deal. It's 2012. It had a massive effect on both Coachella for that year and people around the world, and it absolutely introduced the idea of bringing somebody back. It was a very good hologram, even though the technology is different now. It was a very, very good hologram. People talked to it, and I think it did say to everybody there's a business here. It never led to a tour. It was a one-off performance, as was Michael Jackson's at the Billboard Awards. That was a one-off performance that didn't lead to a tour. But the world was clearly ready for it. They understood what it was. And Tupac and Michael Jackson went a long way to explaining what a hologram was for people.
We don't want you to give away the tricks, just like a magician. We're not going to ask for, because I think that's part of the fun, like you said, is in not knowing how it's done. But how much, tell us as much as you're willing to about how complicated this is to put together, how complicated of a show this is to put together, and where you get the footage from.
Well, it's not as complicated as you might think, because you have the hologram on one level and the live performers on another level. And as long as the live performers don't move or cross into the area of the hologram, then it's fairly seamless and it isn't a problem to put these things together. We work with the families on all aspects of building the hologram. So they are involved from the beginning to the end, and they are aware of everything that we do, and we seek their advice in building the holograms, because the every single movement that the person makes, especially if they're very well known, because Roy was around right up to his passing. Traveling Wilburys was a big deal that brought him back to the public attention. So people were very aware of what he looked like and how he moved and whatever. And we just worked with the families to get that exactly right. And the comments back from the fans would suggest that we've done exactly that. With someone like Buddy Holly, it's a bigger challenge because there's no color footage of Buddy performing. So we had to go back to his widow and the estate and ask them what color suit he wore. And for a lot of people, seeing Buddy is an unusual experience because they don't realize they've only ever seen him in black and white, and there he is in color. So that's quite exciting for people. And the Buddy hologram, again, work with the family, work with the estate, make sure you get everything right. And obviously all the audio is original. Everything comes from the record companies, and we marry the hologram up with the audio.
So just to clarify, this is not just the first time Elvis was on the Ed Sullivan Show. This is not a recreation of that. You guys create the concert.
We create everything. Wow. So we're not using anything that necessarily happened before. We are listening to the families and figuring out what it is they would like to see and what they believe the fan base wants to see. And we take that as the basis of how we create the hologram.
Who makes for a good hologram show and who might not? Do you have a list in your head of who you might think would make a good show?
I don't know that there's anybody that wouldn't, because making holograms is really based on common sense and fan bases. You know, so we wouldn't necessarily pick somebody who was only known in a couple of countries or didn't have the ability to sell tickets, because that's a commercial decision that anybody would make. But it's about, you know, we get emails from the public all the time. Can you bring this one back, that one back? Most of whom we know, or we know the families. We probably know the families of every person in that category. We're also looking at comedy as well, by the way, as something new that we're looking to get into. And we're also building holographic dinosaurs and things like that for a completely different uses. So it's not just about musicians, but any musician with a large fan base that still exists around the world. It's our job to make the hologram exciting, make the show fantastic, and give people a great night out, which is exactly what Roy and Buddy achieves.
I would love to go see Richard Pryor. I would love to see George Carlin or Robin Williams. I think that is unbelievable. We're talking with Gary Shufield, if you're just joining us, from Bass Hologram. The Buddy Holly Roy Orbison Show comes to town on Monday at the Midland. Let's talk about the one that grabbed all the headlines and the reason people, I think, from our standpoint, really started talking about hologram shows. Gary, what do we know about the Whitney Houston hologram tour?
It will be the biggest, most expensive, most elaborate hologram show ever staged in the history of the planet. I know it sounds like a big boast, but it's the truth. It will be absolutely spectacular. And the hologram of Whitney is unbelievable. Again, the family have been extremely generous with their time and have been involved with us every step of the way. And I venture to say anybody buying a ticket to see Whitney will probably want to buy another one and go back and see her again, because it's that good. As is Roy and Buddy. I'm not suggesting that, because it's more expensive and more elaborate, it's a lot better than Roy Buddy. They're different stars for different audiences that deliver different things. But I have no doubt that the Whitney show will raise the bar way beyond anyone's ever thought of or experienced in the past.
You mentioned ticket prices, and we're getting questions on our text line about ticket prices. We looked them up for Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly. Pretty good range there. How much can people expect to pay? How much do you think people will be willing to pay for Whitney Houston hologram?
I think the ticket prices, we've never had any complaints with any of the ticket prices at all. There's a balance to be achieved. You can't make them too cheap, because you undermine the technology and people feel it. You know, it's a bit like you walk into a Ross or a Marshalls and you can buy a VR headset for $15. That's undermining the technology in my mind. It's making it cheap and therefore seem less important. So you have to charge an amount which satisfies the public in terms of the show they get, but also respects how much has gone into the show. Make no mistake, our shows are multi-million dollar shows. So anybody paying to get a ticket, I think in Roy's first tour, we sold 39,000 tickets in the UK. I think we only got two returns, and I don't even know if a live band could claim those kind of numbers. So we obviously are getting it right, because people are getting value for money, and we believe they're seeing something that most of them have never experienced before. I will tell you a quick thing that made me laugh. I was at Bakersfield to see the Roy and Buddy show a couple of weeks ago, and an older gentleman was walking out, and I always stand by the door at the end to listen to comments and ask questions. And this gentleman, who may well have been in his 90s, looked at me and he said, "I actually saw the real Buddy Holly." And I said, "That's amazing." And then he said to me, "But this was better."
Nice.
Hey, real quick, because we have to get to a timeout. We know we've kept you long, Gary. Has anybody ever said no to you?
Yes, people are not necessarily ready, or they want to see more. I think Whitney will change a lot of people's minds who are just not sure. We are used to taking our time to get rights and put deals together, and we always respect the family's opinion.
Hey, Gary, thank you so much for the time. Fascinating. It is 10 years ago, we never would have thought this was going to be a thing or a way to see our favorite musicians, and you still can even after they have passed. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck with this tour, and you know we're going to bug you again when we get closer to Whitney.
No problem. You're more than welcome.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Gary Shewfield, EVP Content Development from Bass Hologram. The Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly show is Monday.
That is tickets, when we looked yesterday, were $40 to $90 about, and there were not a lot of seats left.
No, there weren't.
Now, that's not a huge theater, but there were not a lot of seats left.
Boy, the idea, too, of opening things up to comedy. Like, if you never saw Henny Youngman perform.
Oh, yeah.
Or John Candy perform, or any of our dead comedians, that is crazy. And I think you and I saw this Andrew Yang, who's running for president. Mm-hmm. He is going to start using it so he can give speeches at two different places. I mean, that changes everything.
Or watch him online.
Yeah.
Watch him online.
No.
You know, watch him on video.
You go see him.
It's kind of the same thing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.